Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says late-night liquor and tobacco stores in the Tenderloin are endangering public safety. Legislation she introduced today would set new hours, requiring them to close at midnight. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez has more.
Breed says late-night shops selling prepacked food or tobacco are a contributing factor to the late-night drug markets that often gather nearby. If approved, the year-long pilot program she's proposing would close smoke shops, liquor stores, and corner stores from midnight to 5 a.m. Violators can be fined up to $1,000 with no limit on how many fines could be imposed. Supervisor Dean Preston, whose office represents the Tenderloin, says he's asking the mayor's office for a list of impacted businesses in order to evaluate the proposal. I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
The Oakland Ballers won't play their first game until next month, but they've already had a success story. The new team in the Independent Pioneer League has sold the contract of one of their players, pitcher Danny Kerwin, to the Boston Red Sox. Kerwin was originally recruited by the Ballers out of college and was expected to be one of their starting pitchers. The Ballers say they'll donate part of the fee they get from the Red Sox to some East Bay nonprofits. Their first home game is June 4th at Ramondi Park in West Oakland. I'm Natalia Navarro. You're listening to KQED News.